This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the world not to wait until the U.S. presidential election to take action against Russia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Zelensky arrived here pleading for more air defenses against Russian attacks, and President Biden announced to great fanfare they're on the way.
Dozens of additional tactical air defense systems.
Amid a U.S. campaign suddenly in upheaval with questions about Biden's ability to keep leading NATO's key member and Donald Trump's alliance skepticism, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged the West to keep sending weapons to Ukraine.
The outcome of this war will shape global security for decades to come.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers returned to Washington, D.C. this week for the first time since President Joe Biden's disappointing performance in the presidential debate against presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump late last month. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports.
Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House press secretary.
He had a bad night. We've talked about it. He understands people's concerns. We have been out there, as we have been in previous months. You see from his engagement with everyday people on the ground.
Top House Republicans said Tuesday administration officials should consider using a constitutional amendment that allows the vice president to remove an incapacitated president from office. But with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer not wavering in his support.
I'm with Joe.
The scenario of replacing Biden with Vice President Kamala Harris as the nominee is still unlikely. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes early Wednesday killed 20 Palestinians in central Gaza, including 6 children and 3 women, some of which inside a purported safe zone declared by the Israeli military hospital, authority said. The strikes came as U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari mediators, as well as Israeli officials, came together in the Qatari capital, Doha, for talks trying to push through a long, elusive deal for a ceasefire and hostage release. South Sudan peace talks are faltering over a new security law. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
South Sudan peace talks that were almost complete have hit a stumbling block, with opposition groups demanding a newly passed bill allowing the detention of people without an arrest warrant scratched out in order to sign a proposed agreement. Last week, Parliament voted in favour of the 2015 bill, and President Salva Kiir will have to approve it within 30 days for it to become law. This comes ahead of the country's first ever election on December 22. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The body of an American climber buried by an avalanche 22 years ago in Peru has been found. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Police in Peru say they've recovered the body of mountaineer Bill Scamful on one of the highest peaks in the Andes Mountains. The 58-year-old was trying to climb the 22,000-foot Mount Huascaran with friends in 2002, and they were buried by an avalanche. His family knew there was little hope of finding him alive, but a group of high mountain rescue police and guides found Stample's body Friday near a camp some 17,000 feet above sea level. Word came as a shock to his children. Jennifer Stample says, "Your heart just sinks." For 22 years, she thought, Dad's part of the mountain, and he's never coming home. I'm Ben Thomas.
A record-breaking heat wave continues to scorch the U.S. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Oppressive heat continues to blanket much of the U.S. Las Vegas is forecast to set a record for the fifth consecutive day over 115 degrees. On Tuesday, Death Valley National Park had the nation's high of 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Simon Pell of South London was visiting the park.
It's hard to portray how hot it is when you speak to people back home.
In Oregon, the heat was suspected to have caused 6 deaths. An area of high pressure anchored over the west will prolong the stretch of dry, sunny weather with dangerous heat well above normal and record highs in many locations, especially west of the Rockies. I'm Jennifer King.
At least 4 people have been killed and property and infrastructure damaged across South Korea following heavy rain, authorities said on Wednesday. According to South Korea's Ministry of the Interior and Safety, there are landslide warnings for more than 50 areas and more than 3,500 people have been displaced. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.